I'm Annalise Schellmann-Dine with VPR News. Some lawmakers say regular citizens should be able to play a role in enforcing the state's water quality laws. Chittenden County Senator Chris Pearson says he's backing a proposal that would let citizens file civil suits against alleged polluters.
This I see as putting more boots on the ground to have a better shot at adequately enforcing our clean water laws.
Environmental advocates have voiced concerns about government regulators' ability and willingness to enforce pollution reduction mandates. The Scott administration says it has some concerns with Pearson's proposal. The Vermont Department of Fish and Wildlife is asking people to remember the Non-Game Wildlife Fund when they file their state taxes this year. The fund is used to help protect some of Vermont's most threatened wildlife, such as bald eagles, lake sturgeon, spruce grout, and bats affected by the devastating fungal disease known as white nose syndrome. The donations also help declining pollinators, such as butterflies and bees, and all donations help draw down federal money. A $25 donation brings up to $75 to wildlife conservation programs in Vermont. Taking a look at the Eye on the Sky forecast for today, snow this morning mixing with or changing to rain or sleet this afternoon south of Route 2. Highs in the upper 20s through 30s north, mid-30s to mid-40s south. Tonight, light snow north mixed with rain in the evening south of Route 2. Wintry mix or rain shower south, lows in the mid-20s to mid-30s north to south. For VPR News, I'm Annalise Schellmann-Dine.